Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 5th of February, and I'm recording at 9:32 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, in stock markets, well, it was a pretty quiet day here today, and I think there's a little bit of reassessment going on. There are certainly a number of short-term oversold conditions, but as most people realize, the leading stock markets have lost their uptrend consistencies, largely by breaking the progressions of higher reaction lows. And so that's created a nervous edge in the market overall. I've been hoping that we'd get a little bit more of a bounce, and we may here. So that I could reopen some of those short positions that I've had in both the S&P and the NASDAQ index on Wall Street. But so far, looking around at these markets, this is kind of a dead cat bounce here in terms of the steadying over the last couple of days. Well, it must be said, as far as Wall Street's concerned, and it closed fractionally down, but it was weaker really in the pre-market and the early opening activity. Japan bounced back from what had been a rather sharp rout. Well, bounced back. It was up 1.25% on the Nikkei 225. It's still quite oversold here overall. Also in Asia, we still have China closed. Taiwan did open here today and had a little bit of a catch-up sell-off, fell 2.34%. Vietnam's also still closed. I'm very interested to see how that will perform when it opens, probably on Monday. But because Vietnam was the runaway best performer in January among these Asian markets, up over 10%. And it's an attractive looking market overall, so I'll be interested to see how it performs. Now, looking at the European indices here, it's fractionally steadier overall. And the rest of the Americas, well, Brazil and Mexico were down a little bit, Canada up a tiny bit. Not much going on there overall. Now, with the slightly steadier tone here in stock markets, that did cause the long bond, 10-year, U.S. 10-year bond yield to pick up a little bit. So that rose to 2.657. It was such an orderly ranging downward trend that another day to the upside would break the short-term downward trend that we've seen for over a month. Elsewhere, commodities are looking kind of interesting here, and this is an eyebrow raiser for me. We know how bearish sentiment had been for really quite a long time. That CCI index, that's a cumulative commodity index, unweighted, is a good guide. I'll try to post that later. And that's pushed further up above that 500 psychological support area that it bounced from several times last year and earlier this year. So that's interesting, and we've got coffee surging higher in here. I'm glad I finally got on board. But reasons for that, aside from the fact that the price was incredibly low, and we've certainly had some short covering take place there. But in terms of news developments in the Brazil region, I noticed here today that they're expecting some pretty hot, dry weather over the next 10 days. And that's causing some concerns that production will decline. And also in Indonesia, I believe, where there's a lot of coffee produced, this Asian crop is vulnerable because it has just the opposite problem in terms of moisture that we're seeing in Brazil. It's been raining very, very heavily, and that's knocked some beans off the trees, and it can really lead to problems, funguses and so on, if that continues. So that's causing the current rally that we're seeing there. Then the grains and beans. Now, I've mentioned these on occasion recently because they're awfully low, corn and wheat in particular. And then I noticed that we'd had that jump and commented on that jump that oats had seen a few weeks ago. But I think is this is normally a quiet period for these crops in the U.S. and also in Europe, for the obvious reason that winter is underway, and we're at least several weeks away before the from the start of the sowing season for the next crops. Although we have that winter wheat in the ground in the U.S., of course, covered by snow at this stage, but I think it's the very low levels that we have seen, which look overextended relative to the 200-day moving averages. We've had a few upward dynamics off those lows recently, and that's what's sparked my interest. It's largely a technical decision rather than any news. Although in a brief search around, I did notice that there were some concerns about delays, transport delays of grains coming out of Canada. But today, just because of the improved technical picture and the likelihood of some mean reversion towards the declining 200-day moving averages, I did open long positions in corn and wheat today. What else to mention? Let's have another look at other commodities, particularly the metals. Slightly better performance for the industrial metals, but that's really been a soft sector overall, as you know, and that remains so. Precious metals been quietly steady, still ranging above those lows that we saw last year, and silver, which was getting perilously close to those lows last week, has picked up a little bit here. It's currently at $19.86, and palladium, platinum, both up $7.8 each. Here today, so quietly steady here overall in those industrial metals and grain and crude oil rather. Not much going on there. This is pretty quiet overall. But again, there are some oversold opportunities in these commodity markets, and I just think people have been a little bit too bearish overall. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.